You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Thank you very much to the good folks at Drake Street Studios. Morena Kirsten, how are you today?
Good morning. Feeling fresh, feeling good.
Nice. Love to hear that. We're talking La 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 this morning, which I'm intrigued by as a sort of recurring concept in music. What's interested you about this, Kirsten?
Well, I hadn't realized. I mean, I think I had done a version of this with, they're called vocables, which is any little nonsense syllable. And even fancier is their non-lexical vocables, which means they mean nothing. And it's actually a huge category. They call it scat in jazz, where you're just riffing on it. You think about Disney has a lot of zippity-doo-dah, all sorts of songs. The 1950s, it was big into shaboom shabooms and oh-blah-dee, oh-blah-dah. So a cappella music uses it a lot because they're like just sort of being orchestral instruments behind, say, a lead singer. So it's actually a really big, huge category, whereas I've just gone for the real, real basic one, which is la-la-la.
I find it so interesting because I remember when we were talking about non-lexical vocables, which is one of those tongue twisters to say early on a Friday morning.
Non-lexical vocables.
Say that 10 times fast. But it is kind of one of those weird things where I've never thought about it as being a specific feature, but it's everywhere when you start to sort of like think on it. I'm going to hit this first track. Some Fugees this morning. So La La La, it's everywhere, Kirsten.
I know. It's hard to narrow down a list. I mean, this group is fantastic. Lauryn Hill's amazing. And it's so catchy.
It is so catchy.
You don't have to learn words.
It's also interesting to me because the songs we're talking about this morning couldn't be from three more different genre sort of spaces. Yeah. So there's nothing really, I mean, you just talked about how jazz has a specific type of this, you know, a cappella has a specific type of this, but there's something about kind of just almost like fidget words or something that people use to fill the space a wee bit. Transcends all of that.
There's even some sort of playful metal where they're doing, you know, bomb diggy dong diggy, you know.
Yes. It feels like we're asking real, you know, really basic question here, but why do you think La La La?
Well, we'll have to listen to La 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 here.
So why is it so nice to say? Is there any psychology behind it? Is there anything that kind of draws it together?
No, but what I was thinking is, you know, what they call it, solfege, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. And in that one, even la is just a note. You know, the others like do, you know, have other re and stuff. I think just for singing, it's good for practicing your singing because it's a harder vowel to say. You have to close your mouth and then open your mouth. And so even something like just to replace, you know, while you're recording a song, I don't have a line for this yet. I'm just going to la, la, la this line. Yeah. That's what this song
turns
sounds
out
like.
Turns out it sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like she's imparting meaning into every la as well, though.
Without even having
a meaning, you're like, oh, I get what she's saying.
I know what you're up to, Lauryn. Yeah.
It's actually a complete cover, and I went and listened to the original. The tune and her la la is from an artist called Tina Marie. It sounds like maybe this was a temporary chorus until they, you know, the original one, until they got the real one, but they just kept it because it sounded so good. Because you can sing along. And the two rappers in this trio are from Jamaica and Haiti, and they have a lot of traditions of, you know, wordplay and scats and non-lexical vocables, Creole languages and stuff like that.
When you were talking about do, re, mi, blah, 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 what did you call, la, 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 what did you call that again? So far?
Solfege.
Solfege.
Yeah, I don't know why that's what singers call it.
Oh, if a singer, if a singer out there or some other musician out there knows why, please tell us on 5395. In this song as well, there's something kind of interesting about the way she's using it. It is like a catch-all for something you can kind of put whatever you want onto it.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
But as you said, Nick, you kind of know what she's getting at, even though she's not really saying anything. You're like, yeah, I know what you mean, Lauren. Right on.
And this this album is like one of the biggest selling hip-hop albums of all time.
For good reason.
Absolutely huge when they came out. And when they came out, gangster rap was happening on the West Coast, and it was just sort of such a contrast.
Well, we're about to jump into a completely different genre space in a second with the Cranberries this morning. This song's like having its sort of like fifth life now, thanks to the internet.
Keeps coming back.
Keeps coming back. Can't hold this track down.
And it sounds like a movie soundtrack song too, doesn't it?
And it has been used in many a movie soundtrack and TV show. Interestingly as well, Cranberries, Irish, lot of vocable sort of history in Irish folk music as well, like lilting and the way that that is a form of non-languaged song making. Yeah.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of different traditions that do this sort of thing. You know, they're calling it folk traditions when I looked it up on Wikipedia, but yeah, like Native American traditions. Yeah, and then the Irish have this yodeling. I mean, yodeling is it as well. Yeah, so there's lots of different versions of this all over the globe, of playing with language and replacing lyrics with just nonsense syllables.
It's interesting as well because like, it's the first sort of sounds you make as a kid too, you know?
100%, yeah.
Just like misc noise.
It could be related to that. I don't know if la is more common than ma or na or da. Actually, no, da, right? Da's a big one and mama's a big one.
Any child psychologists out there, you can also text us on 5395. Justin's texting in to say doesn't know why solfege is called that, but oh, hang on. There we go. That's a strong la.
That's a strong la. It's like a...
Justin says solfege must have been the origin of his high school band's name, Soulfish.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Soulfish is a good band name. I'm imagining that there was at least one saxophone in that band.
Yeah, 100%. Some mullets, a moustache.
Yeah.
Now you can hear that she's doing yodel as well, which is that break in the middle of it.
That's a hard thing to do with your voice. It's
so
hard. It takes a really like trained or very sort of clever ability.
And Ireland also has a tradition of keening.
What's keening?
Keening is sort of a thing that the women do as a funeral. Right.
Oh, true.
The sort of the calling.
It's a little bit like a karanga almost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But it's also cool how she's sort of putting that in pop music, you know?
Yeah, totally. It was, you know, singular when they were doing it. There wasn't any other sort of like the Irishness of it that transcended you know, outside of Ireland as well.
Yeah, but so by just putting so much Irish in it, people say I like it, instead of saying, oh, this makes it too, you know, different.
Someone says Minnie Riperton, Loving You, is that sort of in the same space?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a great track. That's another, just like, you listen to that and you're like, how is she doing that with a human voice?
Incredible.
It's crazy.
Her voice is such an instrument.
Totally. Does Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd fit this category? I mean, I'm not sure if it's specifically got Lars in it, but could we call that a non-lexical vocable?
I don't know that track.
It's got a lot of wailing in the middle. Yeah.
It's an intense song.
It is an intense song. it's interesting because I mean, I couldn't count the amount of times I've heard this song, but I've never really specifically focused on the...
On the Lars?
Yeah.
They almost sound like Yars, you know? It's like so much passion in there.
Totally.
Well, here you can hear the keening-ish of it, you know, yeah, women right. mourning the dead.
All right, jumping genre once again with a little bit of Bob Sinclair.
Oh, yeah. What's up, world?
Now, this one's called La La Song. We had a couple... There's a couple options that are literally just called La La Song.
This is one of those songs that makes me think it was they were just filling, and then they were like, oh, let's just put that La La Song on the album. We need another song
on
there.
We need to get it out. Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, it becomes the hit because everyone can sing along to it. It's catchy. I completely forgot about this song.
This is waking everybody up.
It is fun. Yeah. I love the Bob Sinclair. No need to hurry. Them rules are just for you. Come on. People popping and locking, breaking and... I reckon this is like... I reckon Bruno Mars listened to this and was like, Uptown Funk. I'm going to take that. I'm going to make 100%. That happen.
Well, you think of the original track that is based on, has, you know, hip-hop, a hibba did a hobba, you know?
Exactly,
it has
yeah.
all of that in it. But it's very sweet having the kids, I think.
I think so. As you pointed out as well, kind of doing a different type of scatting about, you know, referencing a song that's got a really specific, quite famous bit of hip-hop scat in it, for want of a better phrasing for it, and then kind of doing your own thing is sort of funny in its own way. Bob Sinclair was so massive at such a specific point in time, and then where is he now? What's he up to?
What is Bob Sinclair up to?
Where is Bob Sinclair? Where's the documentary?
He's probably brushing his beautiful shiny locks.
Yeah. Let me see that body rock. Put your apple jack. This song is so funny. Kirsten, thank you for bringing us some La La La's this morning. It's been a lot of fun. It's kind of put
Welcome.
Me in a silly headspace for the weekend,
yeah.
which is nice. It's good to just have a bit of fun with it, I reckon. Have a really great weekend, and we will talk to you again next Friday.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.